this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Got a little bit of breaking news here. This is kind of what we're getting used to this day and age, I suppose. But before I say that, UNC men's basketball will play Saturday. They will play Saturday, but the men's basketball game that they have set for January 10th at Portland State has been postponed due to COVID-19 protocols within the Portland State program. So we'll see what they do as far as rescheduling and things there. But the Bears will be playing again on this Saturday when they play host to Sacramento State inside Bank of Colorado Arena. That game will also be right here on 103.1 1310 KFKA. Joining me now on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, for the first time this year, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, how are you?
Oh, Brady, you know, I'm doing great on this new year, trying to new year, new Broncos team, hopefully, right?
We can only hope. They got one more left, and it's a Saturday game. We're moving this bad boy to Saturday. So I guess if there is a change going to be made, we can turn the page a little bit faster for this Broncos organization. But, Zach, what are you hearing today, man? What is the aftermath like in a game like that from Vic? What's your vibe as far as the future with the big four that we've talked about? Pat Shurmur, Vic Fangio, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, the vibe of this season is, can it end soon enough?
Oh, my goodness.
And the NFL said, yeah, it can, actually. We're going to end it one day earlier for you. So I guess that's some good news. Black Monday will now become Black Sunday for the Broncos, potentially. But, Brady, I got to say, the vibe I'm getting probably isn't the one that Broncos fans want to hear. There's going to be changes, big changes, after the season. But I'm still not sold that Vic Fangio is going to be gone. The vibe I'm getting is it's still not there yet at that point. Now, there's going to be a new special teams coordinator. There's going to be a new offensive coordinator. But right now, I think George Payton wants to give Vic Fangio one more year, the benefit of the doubt. And all the stuff we've talked about ownership also comes into play here, where you just keep Vic for one more year, see if he can turn it around. If not, then the new owner gets to get his own head coach in here in a year. But that's where I'm at. I don't think it's 100% clear cut that Vic is gone.
That's what's just so – and I get it. I get it with the ownership situation. It is the perfect scenario for Vic Fangio because, hey, you know, how many changes do you really want to make before that ownership changes hands? Because, you know, that decision might impact the next head coach or what have you. So I get it there, but man, you're seeing it more than I'm seeing it as far as fans go. Is there any? Can you pick out 1,000 fans that are going to be at that game Saturday that are in Vic Fangio's corner?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And you know what? That is the part that may push this over the top, is just the fan reaction and fan lack of support for this entire coaching staff. Man, if George Payton listens to the fans at all, I don't know how he can stick with them. But I do think if there wasn't any fan input in this, then he would give Vic Fangio another year. But you know what? The fans do come into play, not just the ones on Twitter that I hear about every single minute of every single day, but the ones that will, or more so won't, be at the game this coming weekend. We've already seen huge no-show numbers. This game, they just moved it, so that makes it so that a lot of people probably can't go to the game. And then on top of that, you got other things to do. It's a meaningless Broncos game. Everyone's expecting the Broncos to get torched in this game, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 no-shows. And when it gets to that point, the decision about who the coach is honestly goes above George Payton's head, and it goes to Joe Ellis. Now, does Joe Ellis want to roll with this coaching staff another season with fans not showing up? You know, one of the things that could spell doom for a head coach, especially in the past, is when an owner – has a home game and there's so many no-shows and the team gets blown out. That is just so embarrassing for an owner. You see a lot of changes happen after that. The Broncos don't have an owner. The closest thing they have is Joe Ellis. the Broncos get blown out with a ton of no-shows, that may just be too much for Joe to stand by for another year.
Well, and Zach, the opposite of the scenario that we wanted is coming into play. We thought the Broncos would be, we were hopeful anyway, that the Broncos would be playing some for something and the Chiefs wouldn't be. They would have everything locked up, but the Chiefs are playing for the number one seed. They're coming out, man. They're going to come out teeth bare and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, they certainly are, and that's just why it does not spell good for the Broncos. And look, this Broncos offense has been terrible since really they played the Chiefs. They weren't able to do anything against the Chiefs the last time they played them. In the past two games, while Drew Lock has been okay, the fact that the Broncos are putting up 13 points in back-to-back weeks, and by the way, seven of those points came in garbage time yesterday. The week before, seven of those really came off of Bradley Chubb near pick six. That is going to spell doom for what this means for the Broncos this week. Because, look, the Broncos, Vic Fangio, credit to him, he does a good job controlling these quarterbacks in the AFC West for the most part. He's done a good job. He contained Patrick Mahomes really well this past game that they played. But if you're only able to put up 13 points, you're going to lose every single time to this Kansas City Chiefs team. And what I'm afraid of is what we saw yesterday, 21-point blowout.
Yeah, and is what's weird, 21-point blowout, and there were so many quirky things that happened in this one. What did you think of the Philly special that the Broncos tried to run their fourth down? What is it about Drew Lock that Pat Shurmur looks at and goes, that guy can do a bunch of crazy things, and I'm just going to throw it at him, and we see what happens?
I mean, seriously, that, you know, to be fair to Pat Shurmur, Drew Lock was wide open on the play. He was wide open. However, there was so much pressure, and it was pretty noticeable that there was going to be so much pressure on the play that you wish the Broncos would have had the opportunity to audible out of it. Drew, after the game, talked about it and said, we don't have that lineup out there really ever. It's pretty much just for that play, so we couldn't audible out of it. And on a fourth down, you got to give your team options. So that was really my biggest gripe with it is, if you see this play is going to end in doom, you should have an option to be able to check out of it. And that, of course, starts with the offensive coordinator. It starts with Pat Shurmur. Then you wish that Drew would have been able to call a timeout or call the timeout or something along those lines, because it really was set up to fail initially, because you certainly can't put that on Kendall Hinton. He was getting absolutely torched. But that Drew was wide open, but, man, you got to have options. Especially if you're going to do something crazy like that.
I guess I look at it and I'm like, we've had issues with quarterback play all year, but now we got to expect someone that's not playing quarterback on a regular to be a quarterback and make those decisions. I don't get it, man. I just don't. Zach, you know me, man. I try not to be that guy that calls out coaches for decisions, because I've never coached. I don't do it at that level, whatever. But it just seems like Pat Shurmur and Fangio, time and time again, even the greenest of football fans can say, why did they do that? Or why didn't they call the timeout there?
Yeah, exactly. And especially when it comes to Vic Fangio's challenges, seems like it's just a running joke now. I mean, at this point, people just find it comical how bad it is. 1 of 8 on challenges is terrible. And those are things where if Vic Fangio stays another year, I have to imagine that George Payton would not only be the one to pick the special teams coordinator, to pick the offensive coordinator, he would have a bigger input than Vic Fangio would. But on top of that, I would have to think that George Payton would say, we need to change the way you manage games. So whether it's we're handing over the reins to Mike Munchak, whether we're bringing in a game management coach, and then also changing the way that we call challenges, because Vic alluded to earlier in the season that he has a guy that he talks to in the booth about challenges. That guy's got to change, or there needs to be a committee or something like that, because Vic Fangio, essentially, if he stays, would be the defensive coordinator that has the head coach title, and so many other obligations would be handed out to other people, because it's not getting it done. And Brady, you fooled me once in the first year of Vic. Okay, shame on you. You fooled me twice, three times now, three full seasons of game management issues, challenging issues, timeout issues. That you can't expect Vic Fangio to change who he is next year.
No, and you can't. And that's what's the because I've heard that too. You know, a lot of us have said, okay, is there a scenario where Vic could just kind of really focus on the defense? But he does make those quarterback decisions. He does make those personnel decisions. And I guess I look at that and say, do you want a guy that's so plugged into the defense that he doesn't really, you know what, it's 50-50, flip a coin. I know that was a joke, but dude, I actually am starting to think that that was a real-life thing. The Vic's like, I'm flipping a coin. I don't know, man. They're both fine. Like, the further we've gone with this, I get that feeling. So it's frustrating. I don't see how it could happen, but because of the ownership issues, I could see that. That's the only way that I could really see this potentially running it back for another year. And like you said, the fan support or lack thereof on Saturday could sway this thing one way or the other.
Yeah, and I do expect there to be a big, big no-show count here. But if George Payton doesn't want to give up on the second-ranked defense, that's how Vic stays. That exactly. And Vic saying, look, I want to stay here, Pat. I want to stay here, George. You can take over the offense, special teams. You can control it all. And you know what? That's kind of what Vic Fangio hinted at today when asked about how do you turn the offense around. And he said, you know, with George here, we're going to get this turned around. And, of course, I don't expect Vic to come out and say, yep, I'm going to be fired in 6 days from now, so I'll say my goodbyes. Now, of course, he thinks he's going to be back. But, man, just every time I think Vic Fangio's out the door, there's just something that, and people I talk to that just make me think, oh, man, I don't think it's as obvious as that. And on top of that, Brady, another reason why, if George Payton knows that Vic Fangio is going to be fired, well, he's doing a disservice to himself and the organization by not doing it. Starting last week, any NFL team that either fired their coach or told their coach they were moving on from them after the season could start interviewing other coaches. And this is the first year that this has happened. George Payton didn't do that. And so if he knows that Vic Fangio is going to be gone, well, he's doing a disservice by not jumping on that coaching carousel already now and getting coaching candidates interviews by now. So that needs to be something that if George is going to do this, he should have done it last week. He should do it right now. And that's another reason why I just think a decision has not been made yet. Vic still has a chance.
Yeah, and no one would blame you for that, Zach, because of what you just said, that teams are allowed to interview now, and the fact that, because there's nothing to gain on Saturday. There's nothing, I mean, is there anything to gain? You pull off the upset of a century and beat the Chiefs? I think you'd still walk away and say, well, the Chiefs just overlooked them. I don't know. I think we'd all find a way to make that a negative thing, to be real honest.
Yeah, we certainly would. The only thing you have to gain is worst draft position right now.
Right.
The Broncos have the 10th pick or the 11th pick. They can easily get in the top 10, but it requires them losing this week.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I know my producer hates this because he's the win at all costs no matter what. But you got to get the draft pick. You build this thing up. And the thing of it is, though, and Zach, this is our poll question. This is our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you think the Broncos, and I didn't even add Drew Lock and Teddy to this because I don't know. I think they turned the page. But do you think the Broncos draft a quarterback in the first round? Or do they, and I've asked you this before, or do they get aggressive on if Russell Wilson's a possibility, Aaron Rodgers, or anybody, to be frank, any free agent stud out there? What do you see this Broncos team doing more realistically? Or do they run it all back next year?
Oh, boy, I hope they don't run it all back. I think they're going to try their hardest to be aggressive with these top-tier guys, specifically Rodgers and Russell. Right now, I just don't think that the Broncos are going to be able to land either of those guys. It kind of seems like Russ is actually going to be the guy that's more available, and I just think there's going to be other teams that he wants to go to more. So I think the Broncos end up, and now here's where I'm hoping. I hope they go to the draft and take a guy in the first round instead of turning to the second tier of guys, the Kirk Cousins of the world, the Matt Ryans of the world. That is almost that's a nightmare scenario to me right there, because not only are you investing in one of these guys that's proven not to be the guy, but then you're paying them tons of money and giving up a lot of draft capital. That's the worst situation to me.
Yeah, no question about it. Zach, my friend, I will be, as I always say, because there's always something. Well, we're hopeful that we're going to get some kind of news coming. I hate to wish a man's job was not going to exist anymore, but it's sports. It's video game life, right? So we talk about a guy's job much differently than we talk about yours or I's.
Yeah, and you know what I say about being a fired head coach? Of course, I don't wish that on anyone, but being a fired head coach is probably the best job in the world because you get paid so much. If you can put your pride aside, man, you're just getting a fat paycheck for not having to do the job anymore.
Hey, and I don't think Vic would mind being in some sweatpants, watching some Hallmark movies, and making some meatballs. I don't think he'd mind it at all. Zach, my friend, Happy New Year. Love having you on the program. We'll reach out and look forward to having you on later this week.
That sounds great, Brady. Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year.
All right, man. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. I got some texts coming in. We'll get to those on the other side. Before we do that, I'll tell you about a great sponsor of ours. It's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in Greeley or Evans. Their number is 970-330-6824. Just remember, okay, this is a tough conversation to have, no doubt. But live well, plan ahead. Plan ahead, get it done, taken care of, and live well. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It truly is an amazing gift. 53 minutes after the hour. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Time to legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.